This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Tonight on the show, we're going to be having something a little more novel to come up. Crowdfunding is something that is not allowed in the gun industry until now. And we'll be joined by a young fellow named Sam Lambert. He has started something called Firefunder, and we're going to find out about how crowdfunding can work in the gun industry. I'm very interested in that. I'm watching these politicians go through their conniption fits, and Chuckie Schumer is apparently, he's decided that he doesn't need to be, how shall we put it, taken seriously now. In a statement on Sunday regarding Trump's moratorium on immigration from several majority Muslim countries, which, by the way, Obama put together, Senate Minority Leader Chuckie Schumer described the policy as unconstitutional and said the refugee program should be for all religions that are persecuted. That's the point. There should not be a religious test. The Constitution prohibits it. Let's take a moment and parse that carefully. The Constitution does, in fact, prohibit religious tests, but does it prohibit religious tests for foreign refugees? The Constitution here only applies here. The relevant passage is Article 6, Paragraph 3. The senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of the several state legislatures and all executive and judicial officers both of the United States and of the several states shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. So if they were running for dog catcher, it might play. But clearly the religious test clause prohibits religious tests as a condition for elected or appointed officials to hold office. And we are living by that. Please notice Keith Ellison. It does not apply to any immigration policy or refugee policy, which is now a head-scratcher for I, the follically challenged, because Chuck Schumer is a Harvard Law School graduate. He's been in the Senate since 1998, nearly 20 years now, and he served in the House of Representatives before that. You would think that with a resume like that one, that Schumer ought to know the Constitution well enough to know that his statement is completely false. So, hence my question, is Schumer constitutionally illiterate, or is he deliberately misrepresenting the Constitution to deceive the public? I think it would be the latter. Yeah. Now, in another senator coming, another Northeastern senator, Senator Chris Murphy, the heir apparent to Dianne Frankenfeinstein's mantle as the biggest gun grabber in the Senate, he got out there and he had some things to say, too. And by the way, does anybody think that Chris Murphy doesn't look like a maniac? Every time I see him, he looks like one of those like the caricature of a televangelist. And he really needs to stop coloring his hair. Take my advice, Chris. If you're going gray, just shave it off. You'll be forever young. But we get the latest gem from him. He's the Connecticut junior senator, and he is a gun control made man. And in response to the Trumpian kerfluffle of the day, he opened his pie hole on MSNBC's Morning Joe to announce that he opposes any screening of immigrants seeking entry to the United States. But at the same time, he's a big supporter of more checks for Americans seeking to avail themselves of their Second Amendment rights. That's pretty good, but it does get better from here. According to Breitbart, the tone-deaf legislator proclaimed, "So I would go towards a sort of European bent on looking at screening. And then maybe, let's just make sure that if folks get to this country, and we suspect of them having connections to terrorism, that they shouldn't be able to get an assault weapon. That's a huge liability in our law today. So if they get here, and we suspect that they're terrorists, let's make sure they can't get a gun. Let's not incarcerate them or put them back on a boat somewhere and head them back towards the big sandbox. But, you know, that's not part of it. No, we're not doing that. Because, as we all know, relying on gun control or any law to prevent Islamist-inspired attacks has worked out so very well for our friends across the Atlantic. And, you know, forget about our experience here. Don't worry about that. So the Murphy prescription for dealing with terrorist wannabes, somehow prevent them from getting their hands on a so-called assault weapon once they're here. No idea how he plans to do that. In Paris, you and I could go walking down the streets of Paris, and for less money than it takes to buy one legally here, we could find a fully automatic AK or two. They have a huge black market in automatic weapons. And, you know, he's wanting to go on the European bent. And does he understand that he took an oath that he's a United States senator? Does he get that? He's not some member of Starfleet or something. Do you think he reads that? He has no suggestion on how we do it. To a radical civilian disarmament advocate like him, it's obvious, because the way you do it is to disarm everyone. And the left still continues to claim that they have no idea how Donald Trump won. I'm going to voice my fear one more time. I have spent a long time nervously thinking that one day there might be something happen where some federal law enforcement agency went sort of Waco in a bigger way. In a city, perhaps, and a powder keg started, like in Connecticut or New York City, where they started all this registration stuff. And then everybody was going to flock there, like they did with the Bundy Ranch. Okay, they saw this, heard this call, and they went, and they succeeded. Now we get this president elected, who's not going to take us that way. And now the leftists, who there's more of them than there are of him, are so busy out there either being completely just big liars like Schumer, or haven't got a clue like Murphy. I'm afraid somebody's going to listen to them just enough to want to start something, and they're going to start it, and then it's going to be on. And that will probably also happen in a big city, which... I should feel relieved about that, but I would hope that it would burn itself out quickly and the police would take care of it. But I don't know, because that's going to be a really bad day. That's going to be a bad day if that happens. Recently, the Black Panthers got together and they went to some event and their weapons were seized. And I want to talk about how that is a bad idea. That was a bad idea that day. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
edge, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. coming from Wilmington, North Carolina, WWAY News. This past Sunday, they said deputies seized 10 Black Panther weapons, 10 weapons from Black Panthers during news conferences at courthouses. The two revolvers, 5 semi-automatic pistols, and 3 shotguns, all loaded, are being safe kept because possession on courthouse property violates a county ordinance. In addition, Panther members who were wearing masks at the gathering lower their masks due to North Carolina state law prohibiting the wearing of masks at meetings or demonstrations. Sheriff Ed McMahon, this all the way. By the way, all of this coming from the desk of David Codry. I didn't bring that up. This is why I was looking at this, because David doesn't pick up stuff that doesn't have some underlying thing going on. Sheriff Ed McMahon said, "We will not tolerate violations of the law." This event was in response to a revolutionary Black Panther Party of Wilmington, North Carolina flyer posted on the group's Facebook page. Evangelist said his staff reached out and spoke to representatives from the national and local groups several times, even forwarding them copies of state laws and city codes governing that type of event, to include the state statute that prohibits open carry of weapons during public protests, marches, rallies, and demonstrations on public property. They said this statute will be enforced in this district without regard to the applicant who seeks to assemble or the viewpoints of that group. This coming from Hanover County District Attorney Ben David. He also said when the assembly is convened on public property, individuals are prohibited from possessing firearms while demonstrating or picketing without advance permission. Anyone in violation of this statute will be prosecuted. Whether any of those that are disarmed will be prosecuted or charged remains to be seen. Safe-kept weapons were inventoried and will reportedly be returned a day after the event, which was this past Monday. Some police arrived in tactical gear with guns raised. Panther leader Dr. Ali Muhammad announced before their arrival that the RBPP's plan for an armed event in Creekwood would be moved Sunday to private property on Dock Street, and ended up shaking hands with the deputy in charge, who said both sides acted professionally. Despite that, Muhammad said he believes the law to be unconstitutional and that his group will file suit to challenge it. And that raises a question for those who say they believe in the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Panthers, being race-obsessed collectivists notwithstanding, the question becomes one of whether such laws comport with shall not be infringed. Does being on public property create a compelling state interest necessitating citizen disarmament? How about being organized? Does that justify the state denying a fundamental right without due process? Remember, what authorities can do to the Panthers, they can do to you. Hanover DA David said as much. And don't forget, it was conservative fear of armed groups of the original Black Panthers in Oakland that prompted Ronald Reagan to sign California's Mulford Act, effectively ending the public carrying of loaded firearms in California. Now, this is not siding with the Panthers or their perceptions or their contentions or their grievances. That has nothing to do with this. There's only one issue of concern in this discussion, and that is we all have a right to keep and bear arms. The truth that ought to apply equally to all of us is, if we abuse that right, if we threaten it or cause harm through unjustified force, others have the right to stop us, which is exactly what we saw here. I haven't gone into detail with this, so let me do that now about Obama and this list that he compiled. There was a draft copy of Trump's executive order, and the countries whose citizens are barred entirely from entering the United States is based upon a bill that Obama signed into law in December of 2015. He signed the Visa Waiver Program Improvement and Terrorist Travel Prevention Act as part of an omnibus spending bill. That's a mouthful. The legislation restricted access to the visa waiver program, which allows citizens from 38 states, or countries, excuse me, who are visiting the United States for less than 90 days to enter without a visa. though outside groups such as the ACLU and the NIAC Action, which is the sister organization of the National Iranian American Council, oppose the act, the bipartisan bill passed through Congress with little pushback. After initial signing of the restrictions, foreigners who would normally be deemed eligible for a visa waiver were denied if they had visited Iran, Syria, Sudan, or Iraq in the past 5 years or held dual citizenship with one of those countries. Like if you went there to visit for like 6 weeks, that's training time. February 2016, the Obama administration added Libya, Somalia, and Yemen to the list of countries one could not have visited, but allowed dual citizens of those countries who had not traveled there access to the visa waiver program. Dual citizens of Syria, Sudan, Iraq, and Iran are still ineligible, as of now, by law. So, he restricted visa waivers for those seven Muslim-majority countries, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Somalia, Libya, and Yemen. And now Trump is looking to bar immigration and visitors from that same list of countries. Where was the freak out on the left when this was going on? Why didn't the indiscriminately insane Obama White House get attacked? I don't know. And yes, some of the visa applicants who were messed over as worked as intelligent assets and interpreters of the U.S. military, according to ABC News. But this is not a Muslim ban, and this isn't new. This is law in some ways. But is this a Muslim ban? Technically, no. This ban includes seven majority Muslim countries, but by no means are those states the most populous Muslim countries, nor are they among the top sources of Muslim immigration to the U.S., nor have they produced terrorists in the same numbers as other Muslim countries not on the list, like Saudi Arabia. We got to start somewhere, then. We got to draw the line somewhere, and we've got to do something with this. It is insanity to continue to let all of these guys in without knowing where they're coming from. And we're going to go on the way back machine just to push something out into the Democrats' face when we get back. You know, back in the day when I was a young lad, the Democrats tried to block thousands of Vietnam War refugees, including orphans. We'll get on top of that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In my lifetime, I've seen plenty of political outrage. I mean, a lot of it occurred when I was a child. Back in 1975, a lot of guys on the left were part of a chorus of big-name Democrats who refused to accept any Vietnamese refugees when millions were trying to escape South Vietnam as it fell to the communists. They even opposed orphans. That group, led by California's Governor Jerry Brown Moonbeam, who's still governor today, included such liberal luminaries as Delaware's Democratic Senator Joe Biden, former presidential peace candidate George McGovern, and New York Congresswoman Elizabeth Holtzman. L.A. Times reported Brown even attempted to prevent planes carrying Vietnamese refugees from landing at Travis Air Force Base outside San Francisco. About 500 people were arriving every day, and eventually 131,000 arrived in the United States between 1975 and 1977. These people arrived despite protests from the left. In 2015, the L.A. Times recounted Brown's ugly attitude, reporting Brown has his own checkered history of demagoguery among refugees. Back in 1975, millions of South Vietnamese who worked for or supported the U.S. found themselves trapped behind the lines when the communists took over the country. Vietnamese emigre Thanh Vu, writing in Northwest Asian Weekly, recalled the hardships the Vietnamese faced in 1975, as they tried to escape the communists. After the fall of Saigon, many Vietnamese chose to leave by any means possible, often in small boats. Those who managed to escape pirates, typhoons, and starvation sought safety and a new life in refugee camps. He wrote this. Ironically, the Republicans, led by former President Gerald Ford, were the political figures who fought for the refugees to enter the United States. Julia Taft, who in 1975 headed up Ford's interagency task force on Indo-Chinese refugee resettlement, told author Larry Engelman in his book Tears Before the Rain, An Oral History of the Fall of South Vietnam, the new governor of California, Jerry Brown, was very concerned about refugees settling in his state. NPR host Debbie Elliott retraced Brown's refusal to accept any refugees in a January 2007 interview with Taft. According to a transcript, which was aired on its flagship program, All Things Considered, Taft said, "Our biggest problem came from California due to Brown." She called his rejection of Vietnamese refugees a moral blow. She told NPR, "I remember at the time we had thousands and thousands of requests from military families in San Diego, for instance, who'd worked in Vietnam, who knew some of these people." Taft recalled another dark reason the left opposed the refugees. They said they had too many Hispanics, too many people on welfare, and they didn't want these people. They didn't want any of these refugees because they had also unemployment. They had already a large number of foreign-born people there. They said they had too many Hispanics, too many people on welfare, and they didn't want these people. Brown echoed his isolationist theme throughout his first term. According to author Larry Clinton Thompson in his book Refugee Workers in the Indochina Exodus, Brown said, "We can't be looking 5,000 miles away and at the same time neglecting people who live here." At the same time that Brown was fighting Washington, the Democrats waged an anti-refugee campaign inside the nation's capital. Ford appealed to Congress to quickly help the refugees, who included thousands of Cambodians, fleeing a genocidal campaign perpetrated by Pol Pot. And in Washington, Ford found himself thwarted by many high-profile Democrats. A review of the congressional debate at the time and recounted by CQ Almanac shows New York's Elizabeth Holtzman, who was one of the House's most visible leftist congresswomen, opposed to helping refugees. Like Brown, she tried to pit her constituents against the refugees. She said, according to CQ Almanac, some of her constituents felt that the same assistance and compassion was not being shown to the elderly, unemployed, and poor in this country. Representative Donald Riegel, a liberal representative from Michigan, who later would serve as its senator, offered an amendment that would have barred funds for the refugees unless similar assistance was given to Americans. That was rejected by the House 346-71, according to the Almanac. Another House Democrat even tried to slow down the airlift of Vietnamese orphans. It reported that Representative Joshua Eilberg, the Democratic chairman of the House Subcommittee on Immigration, Citizenship, and International Law, accused the Ford administration of having acted with unnecessary haste in the evacuation of the orphans. This was called Operation Baby Lift. It was activated by the United States, Australia, France, and Canada after urgent appeals were issued by humanitarian relief organizations in Vietnam. The evacuation faced tragedy on its maiden flight when a C-5A cargo plane carrying the orphans crashed on takeoff, killing 78 along with 35 U.S. government workers and diplomats. Library of Congress also reported that leftist congressmen tried to stall the refugee legislation, indicating they would rather wait for the administration to formulate a plan for the care and evacuation of refugees before approving the humanitarian aid. Then Senator Joe Biden tried to slow down the refugee bill in the Senate, complaining that he needed more details about the quickly unfolding refugee problem before he would support it. He said the White House had not informed Congress adequately about the number of refugees. Quang X Pham, who was born in Saigon and later served as a Marine pilot in the Persian Gulf War, later criticized Biden in an op-ed published by the Washington Post on December 30, 2006. Quang wrote that Biden charged that the Ford administration had not informed Congress adequately about the number of refugees, as if anyone actually knew during the chaotic evacuation how many there were. Peace candidate Senator George McGovern, who had lost in a landslide to former President Richard Nixon in the 1972 election, appeared the most heartless senator when he introduced a bill to assist those who wished to return to South Vietnam. He said he thought 90% of the Vietnamese arrivals would be better off in their own land. That died in a House Senate conference. In the end, most of the Democratic complaints appeared to center on the fact that the refugees were escaping communism, which many liberals did not find that objectionable. One of the justifications that Ford gave was related to communism. He said these people are all fleeing communism, which was the same criteria that had been used for the Cubans, the Hungarians, and other refugee groups that had been processed in the past. So you see, Democrats, you are not the party of compassion. You would have left all of these people in the hands of the Viet Cong and the NVA, because communism was coming their way. That was your plan. Okay. And some of you, it is amazing that Joe Biden was in the Senate back then. That is amazing. How old is that cat? He's still functioning today. When we get back, some Republican senators, one of them my senior senator, they're being themselves, and Trump is trying to shame them. We'll see how well that works when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. While the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now, there's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. President Donald Trump, this past Sunday, he was getting on top of, he was beating up on two Republican senators for their earlier criticisms of his new immigration policies. The joined at the faces, Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, expressed concerns about Trump's recent executive order barring citizens of seven predominantly Muslim countries from entering the U.S. Trump responded later in the day by telling the two senators to get their priorities in order. Our government has a responsibility to defend our borders, but we must do so in a way that makes us safer and upholds all that is decent and exceptional about our nation. This coming from McCain and Graham. They argue that the order was not properly vetted, adding reports that the Departments of State, Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security were not briefed prior to the signing of the executive order are particularly concerning. Statement explains such a hasty process risks harmful results. Ultimately, we fear this executive order will become a self-inflicted wound in the fight against terrorism. This executive order sends a signal, intended or not, that America does not want Muslims living coming into our country. We fear this executive order may do more to help terrorist recruitment than improve our security. Trump went after them on Twitter at that point. Now, the latter comment, and I don't have his Twitter in front of me. He appears to reference McCain and Graham's stances on major powers like Russia and China, who are regularly presented as major U.S. rivals. For Trump, weak borders, illegal immigration, and Islamic terrorism are among the most serious threats to the U.S. His executive order restricts access to the U.S. from those seven terror-prone countries. The order bars people from these countries from traveling to the U.S. for 90 days, suspends the refugee program for 120 days, and bars Syrian refugees from the U.S. until further notice. Specifically, until admission is deemed consistent with the national interest. That has been decried as a Muslim ban and met with strong opposition from both Republicans and Democrats. However, the Trump administration, thankfully, is showing no signs of backing down. What Graham and McCain fail to take into consideration, Trump is not going to be a committee president. He's not going to ask for meetings and peer groups and consensus. He's going to look at things and he's going to go do something about them. He's not going to sit back and say, all right, we need to convene a blue ribbon panel to investigate and have hearings and all these other things, which is what they do in Washington. Trump thinks that's a bunch of hogwash. How do I know that? Well, I know it because of the way he's doing things. For them to sit around, you know, I know McCain and Graham are not up for re-election anytime soon. But for them to sit around and think that things are the way they used to be 20 weeks ago is just wrong. It's a new day. Now, coming out of New York City, there, Mayor Bill de Blasio, he's blasting the Trump order as an affront to religious liberty. Yet this is the same crew cut guy. He pushed for a citywide boycott of Chick-fil-A because the company's president came out in support of traditional marriage. So I guess if you don't agree with Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York, you don't deserve to have a business. You deserve to be driven out of business. In an interview with the Clinton News Network on Sunday, he slammed Trump's executive order temporarily suspending travel from 7 countries that are majority Muslim and said the order should be chilling to anyone in America who cares about religious liberty. Look, let me explain something. Islam is not a religion. It is not a religion. Islam is a system. It's like communism, socialism, any other isms you want, democracies, however you want to put it. It is like that. That is what Islam is. Islam is a whole set. It's a system of things, of law, of finance, of moral code, of behavior, of all of these things. And on top of that, they also run their religion. It does have religion as part of it, but that's not the only part, and it's not the biggest part. Getting out there, and this is exactly what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said would happen. And it, surprisingly, a New York mayor is the one going along with that line of reasoning that it's a religious thing. This is not religion. These are not the Hare Krishnas dancing around. Okay? These are guys that, some of their followers will run up on people in places like Paris or Turkey and put an AK to them point blank, flash hider on their body and pull the trigger. I've never heard the Hare Krishnas doing that. So Mayor Bill can get out there and he can be all kinds of outraged all he wants. CNN's Jake Tapper noted as a counterpoint to de Blasio that minority Muslims in those countries could also be eligible for exemptions. Still, de Blasio's appeal to the values of religious liberty are odd because he did his best to drive Chick-fil-A out of New York because its president had came out in support of traditional marriage due to his religious beliefs. The family that owns the company had donated to groups that promote heterosexual marriage. In May of 2016, de Blasio told New Yorkers to boycott Chick-fil-A after it opened a new restaurant at Queen Center Mall. He said, "What the ownership of Chick-fil-A has said is wrong, and I'm certainly not going to patronize them, and I wouldn't urge any other New Yorker to patronize them. But they do have the legal right." Well, gee, communist. And, you know, de Blasio is at best a socialist. He's making it okay now in your, Bloomberg and Giuliani. Giuliani before Bloomberg had basically cleaned New York up. And I have to give Bloomberg, let's give him credit where it was due. He solved a lot of issues when it came to day-to-day in New York. Homelessness was not allowed. Urinating in the street was not allowed. Now he's good. De Blasio is good with that. He is exactly good with that. Despite de Blasio's call for a boycott, Chick-fil-A has continued to succeed in the city and is working on expanding their operations. But for this guy to get out there and say this is a religious thing that he's doing, and then get out there and attack a company for their religious thing, is hypocritical. It is hypocritical. And once and for all, stop telling me that this is a religion. I've been to more than one kind of church. I've hung out with a couple of chaplains in the military. I know a couple of reverends, and I have never met anybody that behaves like a radical Islamist. And yes, they do exist. And it is what the Quran teaches. It is what the Quran tells them to do. So getting out there and saying, well, you know, this is against religious diversity and liberty. Shut up. Run New York. Get some hoses out. Hose all that urine off the sidewalks. Do something, I don't know, constructive for your own city. And shut up about this other stuff because you are way out of your league. You better hope Hillary doesn't run because your tenure will be a short one, Bill, baby. Now, coming up next, when Operation Choke Point kicked off, the first thing they did was remove banking capability from gun companies. All of a sudden, they couldn't run credit cards. And the gun industry, to a large extent, has become an internet industry. One of the things that kicked off where small companies could get out there and have a new design or something, but they couldn't go to a bank or something, was called crowdfunding. And you had Kickstarter and Indiegogo and a host of others that came out that would help you gather money. And there's whole companies like Peak Design, who makes camera stuff, that kickstarts everything they do. They don't do an IPO. They get people to contribute to it. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Sam Lambert, who recognized this, and he has started crowdfunding for the gun industry, which that is phenomenal. That's coming up next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.